God has crowned us each with his divine dignity and empowered us to bring more life and goodness into the world through our own unique combination of gifts and abilities. But sometimes we forget our worth and allow the opinions of others to speak louder than God's. It's true we learn ourselves in part through the feedback we receive from others. They affirm what we do well and help to correct us when we get off course. But it's also true they don't always see us clearly. Perhaps due to issues in their own story, they miss or outright deny the glory God has given us. For instance, our parents might have missed our creative genius because it didn't fit within the expectations of the rest of the family. Or our boss might hold us back in our current position because advancing us is either too threatening to him or too disruptive to the status quo of the company. Particularly in relationships that matter to us, it's tempting to take the opinion of others as the final verdict on our worth. But with David, we must remember our gifting comes from God, and we show up with confidence even when others deny or mock what we have to offer. Without arrogance or indifference to feedback, we choose not to deny who God has called us to be and what he's called us to do. In faith, we face our Goliath and move mountains, not to make a name for ourselves, but to remember our worth and honor the gifts God has given us. We disrespect God when we hold back and allow others to define who we are. Remember your worth and live confidently. Refuse to let anyone rob you of all God has created you to be.